airchecks.com.
Classic Air Checks.
826 WNBC in New York. Hi, my Ibis in the morning. This is David Ruffin.
Ibis in the morning.
66 WNBC, New York. 59 degrees in Rockefeller Center. I'm Sam Hall, WNBC News. Oil companies are getting the go-ahead for exploratory oil drilling off the Atlantic coastline. A U.S. Court of Appeals overturned the earlier ruling against the billion-dollar sale of leases, and first drilling in the Atlantic could get started before the end of the year. But Suffolk County and Long Island may appeal that decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. County Executive John Klein is still worried about oil spills.
They cannot control it. That was proven beyond a shadow of a doubt by the Argo Merchant disaster in the Nantucket Shoals area. The other issue is that we've been assured that there cannot be blowouts from platforms using current technology, and that, of course, was blown out of the water literally and figuratively when the Bravo platform in the North Sea spilled hundreds of millions of gallons of crude into the sea.
Klein says the county is considering an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Nassau County will not appeal, and New Jersey Governor Byrne never opposed the drilling in the first place. A big blast, probably the biggest, of the current political campaign could be touched off in Washington today. That's where the Securities and Exchange Commission will release its long-awaited report on New York City's finances. The report is expected to hit Mayor Beam and have quite an impact on the September Democratic mayoral primary. The investigation has centered on whether city officials told the truth to potential investors in city and Big Mac bonds. This morning's Daily News says a top official of Chemical Bank has told federal investigators that his bank knowingly tried to dump city securities a month before the true fiscal crisis became public knowledge. The chief lawyer for a city panel looking into last month's blackout says the group will show that Con Ed management was to blame, not just a single employee. And the counselor says the hearing that begins next Tuesday will fill in the entire picture of Con Ed deficiencies and failures. Son of Sam suspect David Berkowitz may be diagnosed a paranoid schizophrenic, but may end up standing trial for murder anyway. This morning's Daily News quotes unidentified sources close to the case as saying Berkowitz shows many of the classic patterns of the mental disorder known as paranoid schizophrenia, but that he still may be ruled competent to stand trial if he can understand the charges against him and can take part in his own defense. Budget Director Burt Lance's financial records, according to the Associated Press, show that he promised stock dividends as part of the collateral for a $2.5 million loan from a New York bank, and then broke the agreement by using the same stocks as collateral for a loan from a different bank. Federal Judge Frank Johnson, President Carter's choice to head the FBI, will be undergoing surgery in Houston today for what's believed to be a blood clot in the stomach. WNBC News time is 8:33.
So much flair, so debonair, with the touch of class.
When your Lincoln Mercury dealer starts talking about clearance of his 77 models, it's different than anybody else's clearance. It's clearance with a touch of class.
Just a touch of class.
At Lincoln Mercury, we don't give you clearance deals on cars somebody didn't want, but on the best-selling cars in Lincoln Mercury history. The best. We'll give you touch-of-class clearance deals on luxurious Lincoln Continentals and distinctive Continental Mark V's, the kind of deals you've always dreamed of on a car you'd be proud to own. Today, many prices are going up, but Lincoln Mercury 77 clearance prices may never be as low. We're getting ready for 1978 with great deals at great prices on great selling cars.
We're the touch of, so very much of, we're the touch of class.
Hurry to the Lincoln Mercury sign of success and talk to the dealer with a touch of class.
Those Yankees left their feuding and fussing in the locker room. They're still burning up the American League East. 6-4 win over Minnesota last night kept them two games up in the division, and they finally moved ahead of Boston and Baltimore in the loss column. Billy Martin, the manager, insists the Yanks have the stuff. They just needed time to get it all together.
I've been trying to say this for a long time. It isn't something you turn on and turn off. It's simple. It just comes, and when it comes, you just take advantage of it. Patience. People have patience, and in the long run, we will win.
Martin says the Yankees will win with good, simple, straightforward baseball. Nothing fancy. Mets can't win with hardly anything they used last night. The Reds beat them 3-2. World Team Tennis, the Apples, 27. Phoenix Rackets, 22 in overtime. Sunny with comfortable humidity, seasonably warm today in the 80s, clear tonight, sunny and warm tomorrow, a little more warm and a little more humid on Sunday.
Could you be a little more specific, Sam?
Yeah, nice day from now through the weekend.
Thank you.
You betcha. 59 degrees. I'm Sam Hall, WNBC News.
Coming up on 8:35, now, boy, you got it, Sam, I'll tell you that. You never won in my book. I don't know what you are in Mr. Walden's book, our news director, but we'll see. Bob Dylan, like a...
Good, uh-huh.
8:40, 20 till 9, soon to be 19 till 9, WNBC Radio in New York, 60 degrees still, and... holding. It's going to be sunny and nice today with a high around 80 degrees.
My good friend Alan wanted to buy a new car. He wanted company. So there I was, standing in a Datsun showroom, minding my own business, when suddenly it dawned on me. Economy doesn't have to be dull.
Suddenly it's going to dawn on you.
Wow, that Datsun V210 Plus. Racy stripes, reclining bucket seats.
Suddenly it's going to dawn on you.
Five-speed gearbox. Steel belted radials, cut pile carpeting.
Suddenly it's gonna dawn on you.
All standard on the Datsun V210 Plus. Plus 50 miles per gallon highway, 37 city. These are EPA estimates. Your mileage may vary.
Suddenly it's gonna dawn on you. Datsun saves.
Oh, Alan bought a green one. I got blue.
That's right, baby. Check out your... nearby Datsun dealer and tell them that I'm going to come down there and get every one of them you could get and see all the Datsuns racing at the SCCA National Championship Road Races at Lime Rock on September 5. 8:42, 18 till 9, I'm in the morning, Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville. 8:45, 15 till 9, I'm in the morning, WNBC Radio in New York. Arlo Guthrie, City of New Orleans. That's, I like that. No, it's all right. 11 till 9, I miss it in the morning. WNBC Radio in New York. Charles McCoy will be here in a couple of seconds with the news. Charles is all right. Charles number one, isn't he? Yeah, he's got it. 60 degrees, and is it clear out, Mandy? Or, yes, okay. It's clear out, says Mandy. Actually, she does not know. She was walking along the street very depressed because Mandy, who works for the Vincent Andrews Financial Management Corporation, has seen some negatives that I have of Vincent's brother Robert in a very embarrassing lunch clutch the other day at my tremendously successful restaurant, Imus, and we will be making those available for Robert when he makes available some upfront whip-out.
Sports fans, you know the Nets have moved to New Jersey, and you know the saying, Datsun saves. Well, Datsun now saves you time in buying your Nets season tickets. For your convenience, Datsun has made their participating New Jersey Datsun dealers your mini Nets season ticket center. Just stop into your local Datsun dealer and pick up a Nets order form. Your Datsun salesman will then use his Datsun Nets hotline to set aside your Nets seats for this season's exciting NBA action. The Nets, under Coach Kevin Lockery, with a new vitalized team, ask you to put your jersey on for the Nets. And remember, Datsun saves. For more information, call the Nets.
Till 9, I'm a set of morning, WNBC Radio in New York. Pablo Cruz, I'm a set of morning, 8:54, WNBC in New York. Standing by for the finest newscaster in the history of radio, Charles McCoy.
I met in the morning.
66. WNBC, New York. It's 64 and sunny in Rockefeller Center. This is Charles McCord with WNBC News. David Berkowitz, will he stand trial for the slayings committed by Son of Sam? A psychiatrist's evaluation of Berkowitz is expected to be released early next week, Monday or Tuesday. Results of testing the .44 caliber killer suspect has been undergoing since his arrest. The Daily News this morning is saying it's been talking with some people very close to the psychiatrist's team working on Berkowitz. quoting them as saying the suspect exhibits classic symptoms of extreme psychic disorder and will probably be diagnosed a paranoid schizophrenic. Even given such a diagnosis, word is the suspect could still be judged competent to stand trial if it is determined that he is able to understand the nature of the charges against him and can participate in his own defense. The news says that determination has not yet been made. More heat is certain to be added to the mayoral campaign as of 1 o'clock this afternoon. That's the time the controversial Securities and Exchange Commission report on the city's finances is going to be released. A report that Washington sources say slams Mayor Beam and others here involved in offering city securities to investors for going ahead and selling securities while failing to inform investors that the city was frighteningly close to going under in the period of 1974-75. The WNBC News time is 2 minutes before 9.
When it comes to insisting on the very best in fresh chicken, New Yorkers are anything but chicken. Well, good for you, New York. This is the Cookin' Good Chicken Man, and I'm here to tell you that our fresh golden yellow Cookin' Good brand chickens are ready for your most finicky inspection. Cookin' Good chickens are delivered fresh every day because we know how New York feels about freshness. You see, years ago, the people behind Cookin' Good actually ran a fresh chicken market right here in New York. A little later, they moved down to the Maryland shore, and when they started raising chickens for New York, well, they knew the kind of chickens to raise. Tender, tasty birds with a golden yellow skin. And now, thanks to the Cookin' Good brand, New York is more than a one chicken town. So insist on the fresh name in fresh chicken. Ask for Cookin' Good with a round red and yellow wing tag. It's delivered fresh every day.
Offshore oil drilling along our shorelines could start before this year is out. That's the estimation of some of the big oil companies now that the U.S. Appeals Court here has overruled a lower court saying continental shelf oil exploration can begin. The case still might reach the Supreme Court, though, before it's finally resolved. The city's special commission investigating the mid-July blackout promises some fireworks next week. It says it's going to show during hearings next Tuesday and Wednesday that Con Ed management, and not just a single Con Ed employee, was to blame for the power failure. The regular routine reestablished this morning at Marlboro State Psychiatric Hospital in New Jersey, where a worker's sick out has ended. In sports, the Yankees have now won 16 of their last 18 games after defeating the Twins again last night. What's come over the club? Well, here's the evaluation of Reggie Jackson. It's a matter of basics.
I see us playing the game of baseball fundamentally sound. I see us executing good winning straight ahead baseball without a lot of mistakes. That's what I see.
Last night's win put the Yanks 2 games in front of Boston. The Mets continue to go the other way, leading the league in the drive for the cellar. Lost to Cincinnati 3-2. And in tennis, the Apples beat Phoenix last night to take a 1-0 lead in the World Team Tennis Championship Series. A complete forecast follows World and National News on WNBC New York. 9 o'clock.
NBC Radio News. Good morning, I'm Mike Moss. Some airline flights are moving in and out of Britain's major airports, but there are extensive delays as a result of a strike by air traffic controllers. NBC News correspondent Clark Todd at London's Heathrow Airport says the strike is affecting thousands of travelers.
Most who could get away did in advance. Those are on scheduled flights or on standby flights will simply have to put up with the delays. Signs in the airports, that's Pan Am and TWA and all the other airlines, say notice to all passengers. Due to an industrial dispute by local air traffic control staff, delays can be expected on many flights. Please board your flights for the correct departure time because it's essential that aircraft are ready to depart as soon as takeoff clearance is given. This situation is beyond our control and is regretted. And that is an understatement. Clark Todd, NBC News at Heathrow Airport in London.
I'll have more news after this.
If only we could manufacture our children in a child factory, they would all be just alike. Then we could teach them very easily.
2 plus 2 equals 4. 2 plus 2 equals 4. 2 plus 2 equals 4.
But our children are real, and they're not all alike. So they need individual attention, especially handicapped children, who need special education to achieve their full potential. If you have a child who is handicapped, physically, mentally, or emotionally, he has a right to special education. And we have information that can help. Write Closer Look, Box 1492, Washington, D.C., 20013. Closer Look is a free service of the United States Office of Education. Write Closer Look, Box 1492, Washington, D.C., 20013. A public service message by this station for the United States Office of Education.
A major earthquake struck eastern Indonesia today, registering 6.4 on the Richter scale. The quake was centered not far from the spot where an earthquake killed more than 100 persons a week ago. Today's tremor may have been another aftershock from last week's quake in Indonesia. Secretary of State Vance believes his 4 days of talks with China's top officials made a good beginning for the Carter administration's relationship with Peking's leadership.
I believe we have enhanced our mutual understanding and confirmed important points of common interest.
Vance did not indicate any progress had been made on the toughest issue of all, the U.S. relationship with Taiwan, but Vance wasn't expecting any great strides toward normal diplomatic relations anyway. Vance explained the results of his mission to Japanese leaders this morning in Tokyo. Thousands of women, members of some 70 organizations, will be marching to the White House today.
This seemed like a great opportunity to emphasize the great commitment there is among an amazingly diverse range of groups to ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment before the time runs out.
Ruth Klussen, the president of the League of Women Voters, says today's march in Washington also marks the 57th anniversary of the ratification of the amendment that gave women the right to vote. The man President Carter selected as director of the FBI, Alabama federal judge Frank Thompson, is to undergo surgery today in Houston for correction of an aneurysm. That's a ballooned blood vessel. You're listening to NBC News.
The Sears Muzzler, the aluminized muffler that's only $19.99 installed. The Muzzler, so tough, Sears promises the Muzzler will last as long as you own your American-made car, or return it for refund or replacement free. And if Sears installed it, they'll install the new one free. The Muzzler, only $19.99 installed. The Muzzler, at most Sears Tire and Auto Centers.
What's the weather look like, Charles?
Sensational, Donald. Sunny, the high will be in the low 80s today, comfortable humidity. Clear tonight, the low in the mid-60s, and sunny and warmer on Saturday with a high of 85 to 90. It's going to get back to more like the end of August, though, on Sunday.
Oh.
Sunny, quite warm, and more humid. Present temperature, 64 degrees. I'm Charles McCord, WNBC News.
You're the best, Charles. They know better.
I thought Sam was.
Well, 9:04.
I miss in the morning. Nazareth, love hurts to that, Charles and I say, hopefully.
Number one.
9:07, I miss in the morning. WNBC.
The greatest radio ever recorded.
I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band. New Moody Blues on WRKO.
Airchecks.com.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. I'm John Cadillac Seville, and this guy
where classic
really
radio lives.